Item 2, from the Chief Financial Officer, Milwaukee Public Museum, submitting financial updates. This item is also considered by the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit. On January 30th, that committee received and placed this item on file on a vote of 9-0. And this item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you. Mr. Bernatz, welcome. Would you introduce yourself so the folks out there know who we're hearing?
Certainly. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Michael Bernatz. I'm the Chief Financial Officer for the Milwaukee Public Museum.
Please.
I'm here to give you simply a quarterly update on the financial health of the museum. I'm pleased to report that so far for the first quarter of our activities this fiscal year, we are on plan in terms of our revenues at $3 million. From a bottom line standpoint, we're actually running about $700,000 ahead of plan. That is really a function of two things. One, we have our operating expenses are running about 7% below what we had planned, so that's a couple $100,000. And as well, the run-up in the stock market during the fall and over the new year has benefited the museum to the tune of a little over $500,000 of investment income that was not planned for. So we find ourselves in a better position operationally here through the first quarter. I just wanted to throw in, I apologize. Normally, Jay Williams, our president, would be here, but we had a board meeting this morning, so we had competing conflicts here.
Our schedule was thrown off a bit by the inclement weather. Questions by committee members? None? I guess your report speaks for itself. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That item is also informational, requiring no action. Item number 3, please.
Item 3, from the Chief Financial Officer of the Milwaukee Art Museum, submitting financial statements. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, committee members. Dan Keegan, Director of Milwaukee Art Museum, and with me is Jane Wilkes, our Chief Financial Officer. We're pleased to present this report to you, a quarterly update. For your consideration. You'll note that any variances are based on timing, and we feel very good about where we are budget-wise as well through December, showing a significant surplus, and then we're also projecting a balanced budget through the entire fiscal year. Also, by way of update, since it was referenced in Mr. Henkin's presentation, the partnership between Milwaukee County and the Art Museum, by way of brief update on our campaign, as you know, Milwaukee County has provided significant support for facilities improvements and repairs in partnership with the museum for a $25 million project, $10 million coming from the county over 5 years, and $15 million from Milwaukee Art Museum. We are at the $12 million goal in our fundraising. We anticipate starting construction in fall of this year for a 12-month project with completion fall of 15. Mr. Chairman, if it pleases the committee, I would offer that maybe at the April meeting we would come back with some of the final drawings and plans so that the committee can see what we're doing. By way of reminder, there will be an east addition that will reopen the currently closed east entrance off of the Kaler addition from the 1970s building. And then the significant repairs to the buildings, the Saarinen addition, the original building, and then the 70s Kaler addition are part of that project. In order to complete that project, there will be a reinstallation of the collection as well and a complete representation of the museum's collection. So it'll be significant changes by fall of 15, and the most visible one would be the design for that east addition, and I would propose that we come back to you if it's acceptable to you and present those.
We would look forward to that eagerly. Supervisor Barkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think it was last month there was mention that there was some infrastructure problems. I don't know if it was the floor that was buckling or the ceiling or whatever it was. Could you give us an update as to what's going on with the status of that part of the building and where we're at?
Yes, Supervisor, as you saw in the paper, there was further leakage in the building. We felt all along that the negotiations, though necessary and with a good outcome, took about a year too long. We had hoped to actually start this project this fall because we knew we were on borrowed time. With the significant cold weather, the moisture condensation around the areas of the windows, particularly in the instance that was cited in the paper of the enclosed sculpture court, that condensation runs down along the glass into the floor system and under the parquet floor system, causing it to buckle. Part of the project will also include covering that roof to remove that environmental issue. You should also know that we had to close two of the smaller galleries in the European section because of roof leaks. We didn't feel confident that we could catch those drips with the drip pan system that's been in place for many years, and so we did make the determination to close those two galleries and remove the art from that. So there's no question we're on borrowed time. It's been a challenging winter, as you know, and we'll see what the spring holds, but the museum has a very, very thorough plan in place to monitor and take action relative to the art to ensure its safety, and that's 24/7 plan with on-site staff.
Thank you.
Other questions or comments by committee members? If not, I take it not. Thank you for that report. We'll look forward to April.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors.
Item number four, please.